Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Huddle, 11:07 on this Sunday morning. Vikings and the Giants at 3 p.m. today at U.S. Bank Stadium. Chip Scoggins covers all sorts of stuff for the Star Tribune. He's a columnist now. But I knew Chip way back when he was just a beat writer for the Minnesota Vikings. Good morning, Chipper. How are you, buddy?
A lowly beat writer, huh?
Man, we've been around, brother. We have. What's that?
Is Pete somewhere exotic and warm today?
Always. He's at his home in Florida.
Man.
Just loving it.
I'm thinking of you, Chip. I'm thinking of you, Chip.
I'm sure you were as you walked on the beach this morning.
Yeah, right. As we all have nice white stuff on the ground. His is sand. Ours is snow.
That's right.
Chipper, this team. I feel like I've asked this every week, but I'm curious your take on this in terms of teams that you've covered and seen over the years. Have you ever had a team as perplexing and one that's as hard to read and predict as this Vikings team this year?
No. It's the goofiest team I've covered. Just entertaining and fun, and I assume for fans, emotionally exhausting to watch this team. And I think it's because we know their strengths. We know, the superstar that they have at wide receiver. And when they are hitting on all cylinders, they can really run and gun. But we also know the flaws and the warts. And when you have a defense that ranks, as one of the three worst statistically in the NFL, you're going to open yourself up to those moments where you let teams back in it, you don't hold on to leads. And so they are perplexing. And I think the thing that has compounded that, Dave, is when they lose, it's not just a garden variety loss. I mean, it is the sky is falling loss where they just completely are not competitive. And it makes you look at every facet and say, is this team really that good to have these kind of losses? And so, but you know what? When you're 11-0 in one score games, that says something about your toughness in late game situations and your resiliency.
You know, Chip, and I agree with you. I think that the fact that they've been able to close, and this is something that, we've talked about this a lot, about the fact that for a long while, people were pointing the finger always at Kirk Cousins, when the reality is they should have been pointing the finger and still do at the defense. And they should have done that last year, too, because there was a lot of games where we put points on the board, but our defense just couldn't hold up. Is there anything that we can expect to see today from a defensive perspective that will at least change a little bit or tweak? Are we going to maybe, throw more guys at the quarterback at times? Because last time we played against them, Daniel Jones threw for almost, 340 yards or something like that. So we got to get after him, I would think. So do you think we'll pressure him a little bit more, or how do you think the defense will approach this?
I think they will, Pete, and that's something that really here the last month, I think we've seen a little bit more of it from Ed Donatell, more design pressures, and I think that came – clearly from his boss. After the Lions game where Kevin O'Connell went to him and was really pretty vocal about his frustration with the defense, and he felt they were too predictable and they needed to bring more pressure. And we saw that the next week where Donatell blitzed probably more than he has the entire season. And so the one thing I think that's going in their favor right now, and Donatell doesn't like the blitz. He likes to get it with his front four. Danielle Hunter, I think, has been the Danielle Hunter that we have in our minds the last month, right? He had a slow start to the season, really didn't have a huge impact. But this last month, I feel like he's looked more and more like Danielle of old. And now also, you combine that with Za'Darius Smith saying that he's healthy. He obviously had the great start and then dealt with that knee injury and just wasn't the same, and he even missed it. His production fell off because of the knee, but he feels good now. He didn't play last week. He rested. And so if they can, if those two guys can have a performance similar to what we saw in week one against the Packers, where they completely dominated that game and harassed Aaron Rodgers. I mean, to me, that was the story of that game. The opener was Daniil and Za'Darius and what they did. If they can do that, I think, you know, and you know, make it tough for Daniel Jones. I think they're going to win, but it may require Ed Donatell, you know, kind of getting out of what he wants to do and getting out of his comfort zone and bringing more pressures, because they have to help their secondary and their linebackers in coverage, because we've seen if the quarterback gets time, what happens in, and it's just, you know, they're able to pick them apart. So you're right. To me, that is the key. Can they get pressure on Daniel Jones?
Star Tribune columnist Chip Scoggins joining us this morning. Great to have you, Chipper. I was reading your column this week, great one on how this team could look differently next year, because this is always what we have to do near the end of the season in this day and age of free agency. You mentioned Adam Thielen, Dalvin Cook, Harrison Smith, Za'Darius Smith, Eric Kendricks. They can't keep everybody. Who in your mind on the roster today is the most likely to not be there next season?
The thing that I look at is this, and if this is the way the offense is going to function, this is the way Kevin O'Connell wants to function. They had the 27th fewest carries in the league this year.
Yeah.
So they not only did they not run the ball effectively, it wasn't a big part of their offense like we're so accustomed to. Well, if you're going to be, you know, down at the bottom in rushing attempts per year, are you really going to pay a running back $15 million? I think that's the most logical place they look at. I mean, the other guys have big cap numbers too. I mean, Adam Thielen's going to, his cap number is going to be $19 million. You know, that's going to have to get addressed. And we've seen this before, and it happens every year where, you know, veterans that make a lot of money have to take pay cuts to stick around. And I think some of them, they're obviously going to have to restructure to make this work. But I think running back position is one where I just don't know that this regime, whether it's coach and GM, are going to look at, okay, do you want to have a high-priced running back in this scheme? I think that's the most obvious one to me.
So, Chip, I've got one other one for you as far as, you know, talking about offensive lines on both sides of it. You know, I look at the Giants right now, and they've given up 49 sacks this year. And it's something where hopefully that we're both right and we think that Donatell will bring it a little bit more and try to get after the quarterback a little bit, because it can be done. But how about on the other side, on our side, with the offensive line, with O'Neal out and Schlottman out? And what do we look like right now when you've been over there and had a chance? Do they have any sort of plans? Are they going to try to chip a little bit with tight ends or running backs help out? Or what are they going to try to do to give a little bit more time, hopefully, for Cousins to throw the football?
I think they're going to have to, right, Pete? Because, I mean, you're taking your best offensive lineman out there and putting in Ole Udo, who's a better tackle than he was guard. I mean, last year he was ill-fitted to play guard. I mean, he's more suited for tackle, but still he's the backup. To me, Pete, that matchup right there dictates the game, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Giants, their front is really good. When you have, you know, Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon Thibodeau, they're going to try to recap. And Martindale, their defense coordinator, blitzes more than any defense coordinator in the NFL. And so getting Bradbury back helps, obviously. Mm-hmm. He practiced all week, and he's full go. Now we'll see how his back holds up. This is going to be his first game action in a long time, and then hopefully his back holds up. But that right side of that line where you have a rookie right guard who's been – he's had his struggles. He's really struggled this year. And then you have a backup right tackle beside him. I think you're going to have to help those guys, whether it's tight ends, running backs, chipping on it, side, because it's just a tall order to ask those guys to try to slow down this defensive line. But to me, and we can say this every week, right, the game's going to be won in the trenches. But I just absolutely think that matchup, how the Vikings offensive line holds up against their pressure and the blitzes that they're going to throw him, is going to be – that's going to dictate how this game goes.
Mm-hmm. So, Chip, before I let you go here, I'd love your prediction, because it's impossible to predict. What do you think? How's this going today?
Yeah, I think the Vikings win a close one. Stunner that they're going to win.
But
I don't think they're going to run away from it. I think they're going to pay for it. I said 28-24.
Yeah, it's either a field goal win or a 7-touchdown loss. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Chip.
Chip Coggins from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Always a great interview. I've thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed Chip. One of my favorite people to run into in the field when we would get a chat, get to chat with him. So we will step aside, take a quick break. Gopher head hockey coach Bob Motzko joins us when we return on 830-WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.